Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, your host, founder, and CEO of eComsy. And today we'll bring another special guest. His name is Elson, and he's the founder and CEO of BD Inspections, which is one of the top companies in China, actually, when it comes to helping you do the inspection for your products and much more, actually, which we're going to be talking on today's episode. So the reason why I wanted to bring Elson, we met in Prosper over a month ago. We had a chat. He told me all the things that his amazing company do to support e-commerce sellers. And that's why I wanted to bring Elson on board today, because I think when it comes to inspections, people, first of all, don't really understand, you know, what are some of the benefits you get out of an inspection. And on top of that, they do a lot of mistakes by not working with the right people and implementing the right strategies to get the most out of an inspection. So, Elson, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Vincenzo. Thank you. Thank you to let me have a chance to be here.
It's a pleasure.
I'm doing great. Yes. Thank you.
It's good. I'm so happy to have you here. I know we had an amazing conversation in Vegas. Yes. You told me all the amazing things you do in China to support, e-commerce sellers. I thought that was going to be definitely a super interesting episode, because when it comes to inspections, as I've already just briefly mentioned, people do a lot of mistakes. So I just want to create this piece of content with you so we can add a lot of value to the community. So before we jump into that, though, let's talk a little bit about you, because you also have an amazing background as an entrepreneur. You have done a lot of interesting things. So tell us a little bit about who is Elson, how you jump into the e-commerce space, and what made you found your company, BD Inspection. Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Elson from BD Inspection. I am the CEO and the owner of BD Inspection, which we started inspection service since 2008. So Wow. Now we have 16 years experiences. Yeah. The reason why we start the inspection business is because since 2008, there is an economic risks there. And my former job, which I worked at then, international sales of electronic products like MP3 players.
Yeah, nice.
We did very good before, but since this economic risk is coming to China, then our business dropped, and we have to close our company, my boss. So at that time, there is a good saying that is, if the client's missing anything, then you can provide them anything.
Exactly.
And I think many of clients at that time, they have some question is, or confusion is, why I need to work with you, mm-hmm. because you are not a factory. How I can order with you because your quality is so bad. So I think clients needed is a directly manufacturer, a trustworthy manufacturer with good quality. So I think quality inspection maybe is a good chance. So step by step, and with some very lucky person to help us, then we started our inspection businesses. Until now, we're doing so good. Yes,
that's so nice. Yeah. Cool. I'm so happy for you, and also that shows, you know, the beauty of entrepreneurship, like the fact that you have this situation in 2008 and you pivoted from it and created something amazing, which is your company now. It's so inspiring. So thank you for sharing that. And I agree, like, business is all about finding the gaps in the market where people are having issues. You find the solution and you provide that to them and add value to their journey in terms of their business. So that's so cool. Now, inspection. So Heavy inspection, especially in the Amazon space, is something that we mention a lot, but a lot of people, they talk about that, but they don't do it. And that's where things go wrong. I want to start with the importance. Like, let's start with the importance. Like, why is it important to do an inspection? Because sometimes people trust their factory, and that's a big mistake because you have never done business with them in the first place. So tell us a little bit about what are some of the benefits of doing an inspection in the first place. Yeah.
That is a really good question. We have got the point right now. Yeah. there are many, many Amazon sellers, especially for the new beginners, they maybe not have the awareness there is an inspection service there. They maybe just originally think factory can handle the quality well.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Not the case. Amazon selling is more and more tough. The competition is more and more tough. You have a good designing, it's good. You have your good quality, it's good. And you have a good strategic for the marketing, is good. But any part, once you miss it, then it's not a successful business. So we think the quality inspection should be one of the third elements of the successful business. Because factory have a lot of customers like you. They cannot take care of your order always.
Exactly. Yeah.
And every order maybe is customized.
Especially if you are the small client and you're not the big one.
Right. And maybe the factory cannot control the quality always like they needed. So this is the reason why you need a quality inspection. And the quality inspection report can do a lot of things for you. Like, suppose your goods have some issues in the Amazon warehousing, like they overcharge you about the freight. Then you can provide our report to them to show the exact size. Then Amazon will maybe refund you and charge you the correctly freight or running cost in the warehousing. Another thing is, suppose your products have some quality issues happen in on your reviews or feedbacks from customers, but when you showed your to Amazon or your clients with this inspection report, then it can let the clients feel much of calm. They will calm down and increase your confidence and credit. And other thing is, when you add this quality inspection to the factory, then factory will feel. They will feel the pressure from the customer, and they will take care of the quality from the very beginning. And it's do a lot of good things before the problem happens. Yes, this is the idea.
Yeah, for sure. I think inspection, the other thing is that, and you mentioned the beginning ones. So the beginners, they might think, okay, I don't want to pay $200 it might be expensive. But then, but then what they don't realize is that by not doing the inspection, what usually ends up happening is that bad quality can come into play, and then the whole business comes down, like, because people give you negative reviews, people start returning the product, and then those $200 that you didn't want to pay now become thousands of dollars because the whole production is wrong. So now, talking about inspection, like, you know, depending on the product, there's many type of inspections you can do. Like, you can do a drop test, you can do certain type of testing when it comes to the material. So tell us overall, what are some of the most common inspections usually a seller should do on a product? Like, what type of testing usually you think is very important? Yeah.
Okay. Inspection surveys basically have three options for customers. The most common one is the randomly standard inspection. Suppose you have suppose 1,000 pieces of the box, then it's no need to check one by one. Just needed to randomly take 80 pieces out of 1,000 pieces to be checked. Then you will know, having an averagely idea of the quality of the whole shipment. So this is the randomly inspection. But some clients, maybe they want to have more samples to be checked. So that will be a customized sampling size to be checked, maybe 50% or 80%. So this is the customized. And the third one is the full quantity inspection. That means every unit of the order to be checked one by one to make sure there's no any defects and no bad reviews comes. So back to your question, what kind of testing should be taken? So we have over 2,500 checklist of different products. So suppose your product is a phone. We will have a checklist for this product to check the battery, the function, the phone cores, the chargings, the dropping testings, everything. We have the standard checklist about 2,500 different products. So we check basically from, firstly, the quantity and the package of products to let you know, have an basically idea of your order. If they are ready, 100% the package, or they are under production, firstly, and the available quantity. Secondly, we will check from the carton's shipping mark, FBA labels, the size and weight. The size and weight, this dimension information is the exactly data, which maybe is more precisely than the factory provided information before the goods is ready. So it's really helpful clients to get the correct freight quotation with those data information. Then we will check from the product's boxes, individual boxes, from the printing, barcodes, UPC labels, and the product's outlook, the finishing, as well as the basic function. We will work as an end user who buying your products to use it, to check it. So suppose this is a pencil box. So what kind of test we should take in? Firstly, the dropping testing of the carton on the individual box, because the goods will ship from China, from factory to the port to the ship to the warehousing, and Amazon to the end user. So this long transportation maybe damage the box. So we do the firstly attention will be the dropping testing about the strength of the box. Then we will check the Amazon barcodes, make sure it's readable.
That's important.
Sometimes maybe it's damaged or maybe it's wrong, or sometimes just the factory is misprinted this barcodes. So this is the most important. We have an issue happened before. Factory really taped the barcodes of Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Cannot be scanned because the box is too shiny and it has reflection light. So you cannot scan it. And we ask them to change another can of the sticker, and it works. You can imagine how bad it is when the goods arrived at Amazon and they need to replace these barcodes.
That
means $1 per stickers.
Yeah.
So after this, we will check the like this one, the basically color, the auto, maybe the stranger auto, and then the printing, if it's colors or lost or something, as well as the function. Like this one, we will check the zipper functions, the inside size and weight, everything we will check and provide you a detailed report with inspection videos for you to check. Yes.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I think that's so important that you mentioned that you have the checklist ready to go, because I guess that's the concern that some sellers may have. It's like, yes, I want to do an inspection, but I don't know what to test because I'm not an expert when it comes to testing. So it's cool that you already know what has to be tested at the product level, because essentially you know, usually depending on the type of product, where the weaknesses tend to be, right? So super important. Now, when it comes to inspection, I think we always talk about inspection towards the end of the production life, which is when the product is ready. But I know that you can actually do inspection at the mid of the production, right? So to check how the production is going, to ensure we're going the right direction. So is that something that you recommend in the first place? And if so, what are some of the positives of doing also inspection midway in the production? Yeah.
Right. Besides the sampling size will have sorted by sampling size, they will have a random inspection, full quantity inspection. But from the whole process, we also have three options. That is initial inspection, means sample inspection. And there are middle production, means we name it a during production inspection or online production. Another one is the pre-shipment inspection. So yeah. Most clients will take the pre-shipment inspection. That means the order have 100% of production finished. Mm-hmm. And about 50 to 80% of the goods is packed, then this is the best status to perform the inspection. But okay. It depends on the product. Suppose your product is a garment or clothes, then it is really necessary to perform a during production inspection. Because yeah. Once those kind of clothes finished the production and there is a problem there, it will be too late to fix this problem. So we need to push forward, go forward as one step forward to check their materials before they are going to stitching these clothes. So if the material is wrong or cutting is differences, it's still got chance to let factory to fix it before they are going to finally assemble it. So yeah. Here recommended that most of clients will take it's okay to take a pre-shipment inspection, and the best status to perform the inspection is 100% of production finished plus 50 to 80% of the goods packaged. This is the best status.
Cool. And I think another important thing which I found with inspections is that if you use something like, for example, the trade assurance in Alibaba, and you have this report in your hand, that says that the factory didn't do things as they were meant to do. I think this document is also very important to get a compensation or get refunded, right? It's a proof that they actually didn't respect your terms. Is that correct? Like this inspection report, yeah.
Okay, so if you want to dispute with Alibaba, when you mm-hmm. order and pay by Alibaba with your factory, and you want to provide a report to Alibaba to approve they have a problem and ask for a refund, then you need to point the Alibaba authority inspection company to do it.
Okay. So,
because Alibaba only authority the three companies to do the inspection, which they have a different process. That means okay. They are very cheap, but they will do very regularly. And very
yeah,
small
it's not good.
Cannot yeah. do the. I cannot say they are not good, but they just a common
basic
or standard.
Basic, yeah. Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you have your customized and a one-to-one sales service for you, and like us to have a Zoom meeting to discuss inspection requirements before finally mm-hmm. performs the inspection, then you'd better to find another third-party inspection company like us. So what is the use of our company's third-party inspections report? We can follow your customized requirement, can nice. Do much, much more detailed inspection. And this report, once you provide to Amazon, it always works. We have clients successfully asked for the refund or ask Amazon to recorrection their regulations to them with our report, like they overcharged the freight and maybe the goods already damaged by the Amazon delivery, yeah. but not by the local or FBA
cool.
delivery. Then it always works. Yes.
Cool. Yeah, and something I think is also important. The nice thing of working with companies like yours is like I'm sure sellers what they can do is before even starting the production, they could start the conversation with you, a bidding inspection, and tell you, okay, I want my manufacturer that has to comply with this type of quality, packaging, and all of that. And I guess that's always going to be a record of, you know, this is what I wanted. And then when you guys do the inspection, you already also know what to check and making sure that the manufacturer is basically being compliant with what they are meant to provide. Now,
yes,
another thing, sure. I want to...
Sorry to interrupt you. I have something to be added. So about the checklist, they have two things I want to remind you to your members. So every product is a customized product. So every product is different. So we have our standard inspection checklist, but we also will add a client's special requirement together at the final checklist. So this is the thing I want to mention. And the next thing is when many of the Amazon buyers, when they are just a beginner, a fresh beginner to order with China, they not have the knowledge about what kind of check test should be taken or what kind of test should be write down on the contract. So here I have some tips. Firstly, if you not have such kind of the checklist of a certain product to be written on the contract, then you can ask a factory to let them to provide you what is their standard and what is their common happen issues to list for you. Then you can write it down on the contract. Secondly, I always recommend clients to collect the samples from different factory to make the first test before placing order. And when you take the samples and find any defects, you can take a picture and write it down and list it on the contract as a part of the quality term. And the third way is you can consult with some sort of inspection company like us to place an order. So we can help you to evaluate the contract and provide you the checklist of such kind of products or mention to you, suggesting to you what kind of common issues to be happened. Then you can add those information completely into the contract. That will be really helpful. And we always do these things to our customers, right?
Cool. Now, when it comes as well to a certification, so we know sometimes products need certain certification, especially if we need to sell it in countries like the US and the UK or Europe. So can your company also help with that, like checking certifications, if they are original or not? Because I know in the past, people had experiences that factory would say, yes, we have the certifications, but they don't. So how do you also help your clients to check on that?
Okay, they have several different scenarios, okay? Firstly, especially for the clients selling to European, UK, they have a very strictly certificate requirement. It's really necessary for the buyers to pay attention. What kind of a certificate needed, you can ask a factory to provide, or you can ask us to help you collect samples from the factory side, and we deliver it to our corporate laboratory, like SGS, to get the certificate for you, like a CPC or CE or something certificate. We can help you get it. And the next the scenario is a factory with those kind of certificates. We can help you to check if those certificates is valid or is out of expiry. Sometimes maybe it's just a fake one. We can help you to... We can Google it, we can search it in the China website to see if it's really existed. And the next thing is for those kind of certificates, if you want to ask a factory to apply or get this certificate for you, we can help you get a consultation, to get a quotation for you. That is what it would do for you.
Cool. And now another thing I also know that is a very important thing when it comes to inspection is, for example, when it comes to how the product is going to get shipped, right? So, for example, especially for those that do already containers and everything, like the way you put products within a container can make a big difference. First of all, in terms of efficiency, you can put more units inside the container. But second of all is to avoid the boxes to get crushed or the product to get damaged mid-transit. So tell us also a little bit about the importance of having an inspection in the format the product is being shipped, for example, within a container. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is always happened. It's a very common issues about the package, the transportations, and this is the reason why I needed to perform an inspection. And this is really important reason why I needed to perform the inspection, because you need to deliver a good and perfect product to customers when they get it. So we will do the inspection from the carton. You need to package to make sure it's strong enough and it will match to the Amazon size and weight requirement, such like the maximum weight of each carton cannot
23 kilos.
Yes, you got it. And do you know what is the maximum weight allowed for each carton for Amazon?
I don't recall on top of my head.
Yeah, it's most of the carton cannot over 23 pounds, something like this.
Yeah.
So we know some of the Amazon regulations from the certificate package, sometimes like labels, if it's needed and made in China sticker or not, or it should be, the stickers should be on the carton and the individual box both or not. So we can give, based on our experience, give some suggestion to clients. So from the package, labels, size and weight and certificates, we can give some information helpful to clients.
Cool. I mean, I appreciate so much all your knowledge, Elson. I know when it comes to inspection, there are so many things we can talk about, but I think right now we talk about the main things where I feel most sellers are struggling and really having confusion. So I appreciate your time. And I'm sure a lot of people now might be wondering, like, how do I work with Elson? Like, he knows a lot about inspections. I'm sure he can help me out. So tell us a little bit about how people can find you and your company so you can help them with everything related to inspections. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So kind to introduce us to your members and to your communities. So we really hope that we can be a part of your whole process to assist your communities to sell the goods in Amazon and purchase from China with a successful and happy purchase from China. We think inspection is really and is inescapable. So if clients need an inspection, please contact us by email, like at info@inspection.com.cn. So this is our email address, and our website is www.inspection.com.cn. Thank you.
Awesome. A pleasure, Elson. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to see you soon in China. Yeah, thank you.
Look forward to see you, and have a good day to you. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
See
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.